Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They made a book about a video game.
Game.
We made a podcast about that book.
Welcome, everyone, to 8-Bit Book Club! Capacity crowd with four people. Tell them about it, Murph. Tell them.
That's right. We are your lore lords, Brian Murphy, Emily Axford, and Caldwell Tanner, and joined by, from parts unknown, Jake Hurwitz.
Newcomer to the ring.
That's right. And not for the first time. Not a newcomer.
Arguably.
Brand new.
Arguably brand new. Yeah.
Since 2021.
I feel like the lore lords would be a really good gimmick for us. We all come out and we're like dressed like bookworms, we're like, but we're ripped as hell. We're wearing like tiny little glasses.
Really tiny glasses.
So tiny.
Huge quads. Yeah. And traps and delts.
We're just ripping through the really elbow patches on our jackets. We're all tenured.
Whenever someone goes down, we like get on them and we're like, "You're not canon."
Let me educate you, brother.
We can have the cannonball essay.
Fuck, that's good.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, that's good. We got our gimmick. We're the lore lords. Because we are reading a WWE Choose Your Own Adventure.
Excuse me, Pick Your Path.
Sorry, Pick Your Path number one, Race to the Rumble.
Pick your path.
Go ahead and pick your path.
Choose your own adventure.
Go ahead and pick your path.
Your mischief.
If you're a WWE fan.
Decide your fate.
Decide your destiny.
We are.
That's better.
Looks to be around 2011. Yeah,
okay,
it says
copyright
2011 on the back. We got a picture of Edge on the back. We got a picture of Rey Mysterio on the front.
Can we get some? I know Rey Mysterio. I don't know Edge. Can we get a little context for two of these characters?
Edge is the ultimate opportunist, the rated R superstar.
You are going to lose your voice during
this. I am.
So, Mark, does this put us like firmly? This is after the Attitude Era, or is the Attitude Era continuing?
Well, after. This is the Ruthless Aggression Era.
Oh, shit.
What? That's a true.
That is a true thing.
Ruthless. From the Attitude Era to the Ruthless Aggression Era?
I believe, if I know my eras right, I believe it goes Attitude into PG Era into Ruthless Aggression Era, or it might be the opposite. It might be PG after.
They should do like a biological anthropology class, but for eras of WWE. I feel like you could really make a nice scientific.
What era are we in now?
Yeah.
Diagram.
I think now it's just the current era.
Current era.
Okay.
It hasn't been named.
Eras get named afterwards.
PG era became on started in 2008. So we might actually be in the PG era. Hence why there's a this book is in the PG era. Hence why there's a Choose Your Own Adventure book.
So it goes from Attitude Era into Ruthless Aggression Era into PG era.
Correct.
Oh my goodness.
I like that. I like the rubber banding effect of history.
I have been with Murph for so long, and I've never even knew that Ruthless Aggression Era
the
or
Ruthless
PG
Aggression
era,
era is 2002 to 2007. So 2008 is PG.
Okay, and that is like the movie.
It was like the pendulum swung.
Yeah.
Like the movie rating system, PG. So like they made it a little more kid friendly in this era.
Yes.
Do we think we're ever going to have a scholar working at a high level of learning, like a professor at a college that teaches the lore of WWE, the history of WWE.
Yes, and it will be your husband.
Yeah, it's him.
I think that's what I'm picturing for Murph. It would be a good marriage because the man can be a studious little man.
Mm-hmm. I was going to call him a studious little bat for some reason.
He can be a studious little rat.
Yeah. A studious little rat? Yeah.
That's a rat with a mortarboard? Absolutely his vibe.
So our stable is called the Lore Lords, but I'm a studious little rat. And I have little rat whiskers and rat ears, and I'm shirtless under a tweed vest.
It's such a thorough gimmick. You have a tail.
Yeah. It's really hard to describe. Anyway, why don't we go ahead and launch into it? So ready, set, wham!
Oh,
your back slams against the mat after your opponent surprises you with a powerful clothesline to the chest. He's knocked the wind out of you, but you recover quickly. You jump to your feet and then duck to avoid a kick. You head for the corner turnbuckle, quickly climbing to the top rope. You
what
can't
am I
run
doing
from
here?
Me, you chicken.
I just became conscious. How did I get here?
What? Okay. Last thing I remember, there was a truck coming towards me and I saw the bright lights and now I'm here.
Where am I? Is this the afterlife?
Shouts Blockhead, your opponent. He's a big brute and he's got at least 50 pounds on you.
What the hell did he call me?
No, the bad guy is Blockhead.
But Blockhead called us a chicken.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Blockhead and that won't called stand. Us a
chicken. I guess we're chicken.
Yeah.
We are a chicken. We just woke up. We're a chicken. Okay. It's all making sense now.
I feel like I was looking at the book for a second and you guys ran down a path and I don't know how to follow
you. Yeah, dude,
it's
an isekai now.
You guys think you died? Okay. All right.
Yeah. We're a newborn baby chicken.
Yeah, I thought we were the Lore Lords and we're a wrestling thing, but no, we're a chicken. Okay.
No, we're a chicken.
Oh, no, that's a meta thing, that's is meta that we're thing. The Lore Lords, okay. But right now in this moment.
You know what? There's precedent. I believe there was like a match in like the 80s or 70s where like somebody emerged from an egg for a Thanksgiving match with the gobbledygooker. So I think we're doing that again. It's like we're the fresh baby chick and we're emerging from an egg.
Okay, you know you'll never beat him on the mat, so you take to the ropes. Blockhead charges at you, but you dive off the rope and perform a frog splash.
What?
You bring your arms and legs together. Not a good move to do while the guy's charging at you. I don't even know how that works. I guess this would be like a flying crossbody. That's not a frog splash, gang. You bring your arms and legs together.
Come
and
on.
Then, yeah, sorry. I shouldn't be editorializing.
Professor?
Blockhead slams to the mat, and you quickly apply all your weight to his shoulders, pinning him down. The ref begins to count.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding. The bell rings. You're the winner.
Woo!
Yeah. Bonk, Blockhead. Bonk. As far as I'm concerned, everyone in this crowd sucks as much ass as Blockhead does down here.
That doesn't sound PG.
Yeah, sorry. We're taking it back.
Sucks as much bum.
Thank you. Sucks as much butt as Blockhead down here.
Baby chick. Bucket. Baby chick. Baby
chick.
That's
not my name. I'm a little rat.
Blockhead stands up and grudgingly shakes your hand. You raise your arms in victory. All right, Blockhead's not so bad, actually.
Right.
You raise your arms in victory and walk around the ring. The crowd in the high school gym begins to clap and cheer.
What?
Okay, so we're at the beginning of our career.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just called a bunch of kids pieces.
Okay, so
of
we
shit.
Are in hell.
Yeah, we're in hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, Michigan, actually. There are only a few hundred people there, but right now you feel like you're in a big arena. This is what it's all about. Sure, you dream of being a WWE superstar someday, but you'll do the small shows forever if you have to. That's how much you love wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You climb out of the ring and grab a bottle of water. You want to head home. You've got to wake up early in the morning to train, and you want to be fresh. A guy in a blue suit approaches you as you're walking across the gym.
What?
Hey, great match, he says. He hands you a business card. To your surprise, it's got the WWE logo on it.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Name's
Holy
Pete.
Holy shit.
I scout future superstars for Mr. McMahon, the guy tells you. How do you like
but I'm just a
tomorrow?
Little chicken.
Just a little chick.
I can't speak for the rest of my stablemates, but I can say that I most definitely am a little rat and not a chicken.
It's
I'm
so nice to meet you.
Little rat.
Do you know anything about me?
For real, you ask? It seems too good to be true. For real, Pete assures you. Jots down your info. See you tomorrow.
Pete's full of shit.
Pete's full of shit, maybe.
I run away. Don't walk.
Okay, we run away. So
we have to go back to the farm.
You shake yourself out of your daydream. You've got an audition to get ready for. The next afternoon, you show up at the gym for the tryout. Pete is there to greet you. He leads you to a locker room where a bunch of other guys are getting ready to audition, too. Some are bigger than you, and some are smaller than you. Everyone's in great shape.
Good. What? The book says that?
A lot of hard bodies. you suddenly realize that if you're going to impress Mr. McMahon, you're going to have to stand out from the crowd.
Whenever I DM, I'm going to start just throwing that in. You walk into really a bar, everyone's
in excellent shape.
Incredible. Everyone's triceps are unreal.
Everyone's so, it's such good shape. Pete calls your name and you leave the locker room and step into the gym. There's an athlete waiting in the ring for you who looks to be the same height and weight as you are.
Whoa, like 3 inches tall?
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a little chicken. These guys are little chickens. They're
skinny
in my stable.
Skinny legs, feather tail?
No. No.
Oh, wait, this works out because we're the lore lords. No. You're rat professor and we're the eggheads.
Oh. It makes so much sense now.
Yeah, I know rats don't lay eggs and it's sort of confusing, but trust me, you just got to let me in there.
Rats don't make turtles, but the Ninja Turtles happen anyway.
Exactly.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to tell everyone.
You adopted us and now you're teaching us all your lore knowledge.
That's right. Look.
A professor needs students, chicks.
We all became fans of wrestling when we were kids, and I feel like I got to take them to the top with me. You got to give them a shot.
You were a studentless professor.
Thank you, Professor Rat Daddy.
There's a bunch of guys in suits sitting in folding chairs around the ring, and one of them is Mr. McMahon. He looks just like he does on TV. Your heart starts to pump quickly. Okay, so we're starting the match.
McMahon wrote this book.
The propaganda.
Ding, ding, ding. The match begins, and you wrestle like you've never wrestled before. You break out your best aerial moves, dominating your opponent from the air. You even do a shooting star.
Well, because we're a chicken, so we can fly.
We're learning to fly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know it's 4-1, but...
You even do a shooting star, jumping off the top rope and doing a backflip in midair. After about 5 minutes, Pete stops the match. Mr. McMahon nods at your opponent.
Sorry, kid, keep training, he says in his gruff voice. You take a deep
nice
breath.
Nice Vince, yeah.
What will Mr. McMahon say about you?
Nice moves, says the legendary WWE chairman. You're solid out.
The legendary?
Who is looking pretty fit.
Who's looking so juiced.
Who's looking young.
Now let's see if you can connect with an audience. Imagine you're talking to a camera and give me a monologue that tells me something about yourself.
Oh, okay.
And don't sneeze. I hate it when people sneeze.
Okay.
You freeze.
What about chirping, sir?
Your body. You forgot. another important part of being a WWE superstar, personality. Sure, you say nervously.
This is a devastating main character to be. We forgot how to have a personality.
We're just so hot. Well, let's think about it like this. We're so hot, we forgot to have a personality.
Right,
That's such good shape.
We're worried about how good shape everybody is in that we forgot to have a personality.
Yeah, we're too ripped.
Being attractive does hold people back sometimes
way. Your palms start to sweat. Your mind races as you try to think of something creative. You're generally a good guy in the ring. You could do a whole hero thing, but bad guys get popular really quickly. Should you try to make the audience like you or hate you?
Should we be a nasty little chicken?
I want to be a nasty little rat. I think that we flap our wings and we say, this chick's got tricks.
Yeah. And then you do like a tiny little bird shit in the corner of your room.
Yeah.
Just a little poot.
Uh-oh, the bad bird has come to roost.
So we are going to cut a heel promo.
Listen up. If you were confused before, you're going to be even more confused when the lore lords get together and the rat professor and his little chickens start clucking around and taking teeny little shits in the ring. We're going to shit over all our opponents and all the people out here in Stamford, Connecticut. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be at the top of the pecking order, bro. Brother.
These chicks got tricks and they got shits.
You decide to take a chance and deliver a bad guy monologue. The only problem is you're not much of a bad guy.
What?
You search your brain for an idea. But what makes you different from other WWE superstars? Then it hits you.
Oh,
you can use your young age and
we're
inexperience to your advantage. We're only 34.
Right. Young age. We're just born.
We're only 34.
We're 34-year-old hatchling.
Well, the birds are really young. I'm 34.
We stayed in the egg for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And everyone thought we were a rotten egg, and that's how we feel about ourselves.
Yeah.
You look into an imaginary camera like Mr. McMahon instructed you, then you start riffing off the top of your head.
Mr. McMahon, the reason you need me in WWE is because you need some young blood around here, you say. When I tune in to watch Raw, I can't tell if I'm watching superstars or an antique show.
Oh!
Superstars these days are out of touch. Most of them think Facebook is the name of a new wrestling move.
Oh my gosh, it's so long ago.
It was only quasi new at the time. It's 2011. It's been out for 4 or 5 years.
And now, also, since we are a chick, we should be calling it Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Facebook. I mean, the confused crowd. Who loudly begins to chant, what?
What? What?
It sounds confusing the whole time.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. McMahon is nodding his head. That was great, he says. You've got the athletic skills, the personality to back it up. People's right. Congratulations. You're a WWE superstar.
I waggle my waddle seductively at Vince.
Wow.
Woohoo. You jump in the air and cheer. You've been working hard for this day for years, and now it's finally here. We'll call you Johnny Fresh, he says.
Right. Johnny Fresh.
Okay, sir, I feel like I should have a say in my own gimmick.
I thought of another thing, another move we can do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think we can be like, this chicken likes it cage free, and just maybe throw the cage for like a Hell in a Cell thing.
Throw it into the
Spanish announcer's table.
That's great.
Pick up the whole cage.
And we could also come like down the gangway and like, instead of drinking water, just slam a fistful of worms.
Yeah.
This gimmick has so many legs because we can just throw eggs at people.
That's fun to see. Mm-hmm.
So Vince has decided to call us Johnny Fresh. So
Freshly hatched.
Yeah. Okay, so my name is Johnny Fresh, and Johnny Fresh and my chickens.
Okay. Professor Johnny Fresh.
Yeah, I'll have Pete work up the contracts. I want to get you on the road as soon as possible. The sound of a cell phone ringing interrupts him, and Mr. McMahon reaches into his pocket to take the call. He nods. He says, don't worry, I've got it covered. He flips his phone closed. Kid, this is your lucky day. Evan Bourne was supposed to face Tyler Rex tonight on SmackDown, but he sprained his knee during training.
Question.
Holy shit.
Question. Yes. Are Evan Rex and Neon James?
Professor Rat Daddy, could you please explain?
You got it, Neon James. One of our finest superstars, yes.
Were those names that were just said?
Evan Bourne, yeah.
A real one?
Evan Bourne, a.k.a. Matt Sydal, yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Neon James is awesome, actually.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Neon James.
Neon James Evangelion. Neon
James. As fast as you need me to, you answer your heart pounding. It's your first day as a superstar, and you're going to be on SmackDown.
Oh, my God.
Just give the crowd some more of that, of what you gave me today. He says, you'll be fine.
Do we want to give the audience, the uninitiated, what does SmackDown mean to the WWE world?
It's a show like Raw. I think it's not live. Raw is like the live show, and SmackDown is a taped show. In a lot of ways, sometimes different runs of SmackDown were superior to Raw, but overall, Raw is seen as like the main show.
Okay, thank you, Professor.
You're welcome. I won't let you down, you promise. The rest of the day is a whirlwind. You rush to the airport and get to the arena by late afternoon. Okay, whatever. We're talking to...
No. What are the flight attendants like?
Yeah. We chat. Yeah. We're really chatty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And do you have a car service that picks you up, or do you have to get a cab? I want to know the logistics about getting to the arena.
At this
point, do we get any drink tickets?
We have to get a cab. Mm-hmm. We definitely don't get drink tickets.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you meet Tyler Rex before the match. You've always been a fan of this laid-back surfer dude. It's pretty cool to meet him in person. Nice to meet you, he says. Neon James.
Nice
to meet you, he says. You see a guy named James covered in neon. So do you know what you're
that's
doing
unhealthy.
Out there?
Is it safe?
Mr. McMahon thinks I do, you say confidently. Before you know it, the announcer calls you out into the ring. Presenting, for the first time on SmackDown, Johnny Fresh.
Lee Hatched.
Johnny Fresh, Lee Hatched, and his little chickens. The crowd doesn't know what to make of you. I come out, I give everyone the middle finger, all of my chicken shit all over the place. I rip up a kid's sign, I grab a dude's beard, I chug it, I grab someone else and pull them over the railing.
I hold up a fistful of worms and say, gonna make them squirm, and then I rip the worms in half.
Yeah. Oh shit. Oh my God.
Doc, find me on Facebook.
Okay, so
friend me, fuckers.
When Tyler Rex comes out, they go crazy. You know you've got to make an impression fast. And when Tyler starts talking to the mic, you grab it from him. Easy now, old timer, you say. Here, let me show you how to work this thing. I know you old folks have a hard time with this newfangled technology.
Okay, so we're making ageism our personality. Yeah. I love this. Super ageist. This is great. We're
right out the gate, yeah.
Microphones are old technology, too.
It says right here, it's kind of ridiculous. Rex isn't old, but that's what makes your attitude funny. It's super obnoxious. I am not old, Rex protests. Well, you're definitely not fresh, you shoot back. Not like me, Johnny freshly hatched.
You're no spring chicken, I say, as I throw so many eggs into the crowd.
I say, I was in an egg for 30... 3 years and 364 days.
Today is my birthday. I'm 34 and I just was born. I was born on my 34th
birthday. I don't know why it's their birthday if they're only a day old, but I've got a lot of friends even though I'm a new wrestler. I'm coming in with all the chickens and all the chickens have come to roost. Go ahead and take a shit all over this guy, gang.
33 years and 364 days, bitch. And then I take a shit that represents
everyone out here in Stamford, Connecticut can suck bird shit as far as I'm concerned. I don't give a damn that it's the BG era. Fuck you.
Oh, smells so bad.
God. And as I say, fuck you, I act like the crowd's going to say it with me like I'm The Rock.
Yeah, we try to do a call and response where we say fuck and then go to the audience and no one says anything.
Yep. We're seeing cue cards that say cluck you, question mark. Maybe that would be better.
Okay. You pretend to sniff the air. Ah, smell the freshness. You can tell you've rattled Tyler Rex. He lunges at you before the bell rings. He reaches for your legs, and you figure he's going for one of his signature moves, a flapjack, where he tosses you in the air like a pancake so you land flat on your back. But today is your lucky day. Rex loses his footing and slips. You quickly cover him, getting the pin. You win your first match.
Woo!
Yes!
So fast.
Johnny Fresh steals one.
Wow.
You leave the ring with your arms in the air. Some fans are even cheering for you. It feels great. Backstage, the other superstars congratulate you.
I signed several eggs for the fans.
You are suddenly good guys.
And I try to lay one as well.
Hey. Stop, guys. We're bad guys. Don't sign eggs for the fans.
No. I sign them and then I smack them on the head.
Nice. One of the other newcomers, a wrestler named IT, approaches you, or it. Hey, Fresh, want to go to a party after the event tonight, he asks.
Yes.
I hear a lot of the big superstars will be there.
Yeah, we do.
We'll get to meet guys we've been fans of our whole lives.
Nice.
If you go back to your hotel room and hit the sack, go to page 27.
Nah,
go to the
dude.
Party, right. Go to page 67.
Nah, dude. We're
chicken's party.
Yeah.
Johnny Fresh and the chicken's party.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe, I feel like Professor Rat Daddy in this situation, because I don't want to lose Professor Rat Daddy. I think maybe he's like our manager figure and he's over in the corner and we're Johnny Fresh and the chickens.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great.
Okay.
Sweet. Can we go to the party without showering? Like, I don't
think we have to. Yeah.
We're just in our spandex, same clothes, or in my
trip. Yeah.
Wait, yeah. I still have stuff on from when I was a professor in the high school gym before we switched to being Johnny Fresh and Johnny Freshly Hatched and his chickens.
It's just the thing is, it works so well because we could have like a big like white feather boa and then like a little like chicken hood.
I've got it in my cart. From Old Navy to get like a flannel vest sent to me, but it hasn't been sent yet.
Right. Yeah, okay,
right.
Okay.
So right now I'm still in the tweed.
Ooh, a flannel vest and a white feather boa. This look is...
It's electric. It's neon.
Electric.
Okay.
It's Johnny Fresh. Tell you what.
Going to a party on your first night as a WWE superstar? Not smart, but it's sure to be lots of fun. You've had a long day and you're exhausted.
Did it really say not smart?
It says not smart.
Uh-oh.
Are we heading towards a PSA?
Yeah, I think
feels
so.
Feels like we are.
Yeah. It's doing like PG versions of like terrible.
So it's like you get so burpy from soda.
Right. Exactly.
This is our Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously, this is like a Dark Side of the Ring with the Rockers where they're like, they went out and they smashed beer bottles over their head and got kicked out like one day into having their first contract.
Johnny Fresh was being crazy that night.
Dark Side of the Ring, Johnny Fresh. You've had a long day and you're exhausted. You have a great time at the party and you meet some of your favorite superstars, but you stay up way too late. And
what?
That's the worst thing that happens.
What?
In the morning, you sleep right through your alarm clock.
No!
What? But we're chickens. we rise with the sun.
Blood. We got too fucking drunk.
We're the ones that greet the day. I have to cock-a-doodle-doo here.
Yes. The day doesn't start without our cock-a-doodle-doo.
Let's be honest. That's none correct. Of us are roosters here, all right?
Fuck.
We don't know that yet. Can a rooster come from an egg?
A chicken can become a rooster.
Nobody knows.
No one knows. Mr. McMahon is not pleased. That's not the kind of behavior he wants from one of his superstars. He delivers the news to you through Pete. You're on probation, Pete tells you. You won't be going on TV anytime soon. What about the newcomer tournament for the slot in the Royal Rumble? You ask. No way, Pete says. You what? Really blew it, kid. The end. Our career's over.
One party.
We're going to one fucking
one party. One fucking party.
We stayed up till 2 a.m. playing GoldenEye and drinking 3 Coca-Colas and it ruined our life.
That's so messed up. I didn't even hear if everyone at the party was in good shape or not.
Yeah. All right. So do we want to go back and rechoose the party scene?
Yeah. I think that we do that. Because
mm-hmm. Let's go home. Yeah.
Because I'm not ready to go back and do like a baby face run.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah. I think that's we're still that short rest material for sure. Yeah.
It's also, it's great that they're keeping it vague as to like who each of the wrestlers are. Uh-huh. So they're just like, this guy encourages you to go party. And it's just like a wrestler named It. It'd be so funny if they were just like, John Cena really pressures you to go to a party.
He hands you a joint.
John Cena calls you a dork and gives you a joint.
And then he says, you don't see me.
Yeah.
I was never here.
Yeah, because you don't have what it takes if you don't smoke drugs. Okay.
Do you think IT's gimmick is that he's like a clown that's really good at computers?
I don't think it could be a clown. Maybe he's a clown.
Well, it's like Stephen King's It.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Stephen King's IT.
Stephen
King's
IT. That's great. Yeah. Stephen King's IT. Yeah, you know how Stephen King sponsored a wrestler?
I do remember that. It's weird. I'm Pennywise at computers.
Okay. It's tempting to go. I think we're considering there was a thing for a spot in the Rumble. I think we gotta move because we haven't done anything. It's tempting to go and hang out with your favorite WWE superstars, but you know if you play your cards right, you'll spend plenty of time with them during your long career in WWE.
Okay.
That sounds awesome, but I'd better not. You say I've had a really long day and I have to report to training tomorrow.
Okay, that's the only reason because we're really tired and we wake up with the sun and we have to be up to greet the day.
Yeah, listen, right. We're
and
chickens.
The day doesn't start without us. We have a responsibility to bring the sun.
We have to get to our hotel room and request a hutch to sleep in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we go to the gym the next day. Our trainer is this guy named Barry. Barry tells us we need to pump up our aerial moves. They need to be stronger if you want to take your opponent down in the mat.
Okay, but we can fly.
You were great.
I bring up to Barry.
I'm an actual chicken, Barry.
Listen. Barry.
This isn't a game for me.
I'm Jolly Fresh. I'm Jolly Fresh.
I'm from an
I'm
egg.
I'm Johnny Fresh. So I can train. I'm a person. These guys are actual chickens, is what you need to understand. I know only I have the contract, but these guys like to get an argument.
Barry. You call the shots, Barry.
Barry. Let's drop the kayfabe for just a second. I'm an actual chicken.
Whatever you're doing here, I live the gimmick.
Yeah.
Okay? My friends are chickens.
Let that sink in.
You were great. That's my new catchphrase when I come out. I go like,
you might know me. My name's Johnny Freshly Hatched.
Let that sink in.
Let that sink in. My friends are actual chickens.
Let that sink
just to help the audience. I'm picturing Johnny Fresh. He's got the feather boa and the vest.
Yeah.
But then the other three, they're just wearing chicken
they're
suits.
Just chickens.
Yeah, but
I
say
you guys are chickens.
We are chickens.
We're actual chickens.
We're actual chickens. Yeah,
these are chickens.
We're real chickens.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like chickens that are a little overcooked, like I said, 33 years.
We look like Huey, Dewey, and Louie, essentially.
Yeah.
We're big chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're chicken versions of the DuckTales.
The egg grew triplets. With us, if that makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It does.
Or what a 34-year-old chicken would look like.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. Barry, you were great last night, he says. And Barry likes you, too. Mr. McMahon's really happy. He wants me to tell you that you can compete for a newcomer slot in the Royal Rumble.
Wow.
Fuck yeah. Woohoo, you epic. Jump out of your seat. Tournament begins next week. Good luck. You fly to Connecticut for the week and train
Good
with Barry
pluck,
at the
more
WWE
like it.
Headquarters.
I take a shit.
Just a little one.
Again, they live the gimmick. You're
actually it's not chickens. A gimmick to us.
Yeah, it's a gimmick to us.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing...
talk about our cloaca on stage a lot.
With Barry's help, we learn the corkscrew frog splash, where you do a 180 degree turn.
Frog splash, you're going to need to change that.
Yeah, the chicken splash.
Perfect.
It adds some extra power, plus it looks really cool. Finally, the night of your first tournament match arrives. You'll be on SmackDown again wrestling Zack Ryder. The Long Island loudmouth is known for his purple headband, cocky attitude, and signature cry of, woo, 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 you know it. When the match begins, Ryder starts out strong. After pummeling you with some strategic kicks, he wraps his elbow around your head and drops you to the ground, so you hit your head against his shoulder. You're dizzy, but you're able to get up before he can pin you. You counter with a clothesline that sends Ryder sprawling on the mat. You're losing, and you need a big comeback. Should you try your new corkscrew frog splash? If you try the frog splash, go to page 55. If you stick to your ground name, go to page 69.
Oh, that does settle it. This book is wanting us to play pretty conservatively, though. You know, like it's telling us to go home, telling us that we need to train more.
I know. But we by wrestling logic, starting it out, just getting a clothesline early in the match when we're losing to instantly go for a corkscrew frog splash is fucking crazy.
Do you think we need to stop and pay our dues?
I think we need a chin lock to get ourselves reset here, to get the momentum going again. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the wrong answer. Mm-hmm. I think this book is written for children, and children are going to want to do the aerial frog splash.
So it wants us to be brave. It wants us to be smart and brave.
Yeah. It's a chin flock, by the way.
A chin flock.
Chin flock, yeah. We're going to do the cock screamer.
I don't like all this high spot stuff, no selling, going straight to the aerial frog splash, but I think we've got no choice.
Okay. I think we have to.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so
I trust you, Professor Rat Daddy.
All right, yeah. I don't love it, but we have no choice.
Well, if you don't love it, maybe we should follow our instincts.
Oh my God, I'm wrong. Even though you're dizzy, you decide you need to try your corkscrew frog splash. You really need to get the crowd on your side, and this move will surely do it. Okay. Crowd cheers, you climb the ropes. You dive off the top rope, turning your body in midair. But the key to doing the move is to turn exactly the right time. You start your turn too late, and instead of landing on Zack Ryder, you land to the side, and your feet hit first. A sharp pain shoots through your ankle. Ryder rolls over on you and pins you. He's won the match. You've lost your chance to compete in the Royal Rumble, but that's not all. You've broken your ankle.
No!
So you won't be able to wrestle for a few months. You're on the sidelines just as you were getting hot.
Our hollow chicken bones. Wow. It takes so long to heal.
I talked myself out of it.
I fucking knew they wanted us to play it safe.
I know. I actually like that this book is being so brutal to us.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it says stick to your ground game, and I'm like, we haven't had a ground game.
No, we're an aerial wrestler.
And Barry said we got to work on your aerial moves, so I thought
we're a chicken. We do better in flight.
But should have stuck with my wrestling knowledge here.
I think your wrestling knowledge is right, but also this book teaches you to be respectful above all else.
Above all else, yeah.
Yeah, progress at a sustainable pace.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Something tells you that doing your corkscrew frogs chicken splash wouldn't be a good idea right now. You need to focus on winning the match, not winning over the crowd. Ryder's down, so you take advantage of that. You sit down and twist his legs like a pretzel. Ryder struggles to get away, but he can't do it. He taps out, and you hear the bell ring.
Whoa! Yes! We got him to tap? That's amazing.
Weird way to get us heel heat, but okay. You've won your first match of the tournament. You're super confident. You cut down the rest of the newcomers in the tournament like a jungle explorer with a machete. Okay.
I have a question. Uh-huh. So Zack Ryder, the character, just got totally smeared.
Yes, we tapped him out real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that the performer was annoyed about this? Do you think that they were selling him out by doing this?
You know,
was this subtle propaganda?
WWE lore, Zack Ryder had a very popular YouTube channel and got himself very popular very organically. And then WWE Creative buried him because it wasn't their idea. So they had him lose a bunch of matches.
So this is them continuing to bury him.
Stupid storylines, and they just buried him. And this is them continuing to bury him.
That's what's happening.
Correct. Yes. I knew it would be loaded and dramatic. I'm glad I asked.
And this makes sense because we're the young, fresh wrestler on the scene that also knows about YouTube, but we're controlled. We're controlled by the WWE. Yeah.
Right. We're Johnny Freshly Hatched. We let Vince name us. Even though we're chickens. Yeah.
We're a company chicken.
We're a company chicken.
We say see YouTube later. And then we just throw so many eggs.
All right. So apparently we won the rest of our matches and we're going to the Royal Rumble. Okay, so it's chaotic in the locker room. As always, Mr. McMahon keeps a list of superstars who will be competing a secret. The order of when superstars enter the ring is a secret, too. The number you get can play a big part in whether you win or lose. If you're number 30, you may only have to defeat a few guys to win it all. But if you're number one, you've got to face every other opponent in the ring. You look around trying to figure out who will be in the Rumble with you. For the first time, you start to feel nervous. There are some real legends around you. You're still just a rookie, after all. What will happen if you have to go one-on-one with one of them in the ring? A 30-man bout is the final match of the night. You watch the championship matches from the locker room, getting more nervous each minute. Finally, it's time for the Rumble to begin. Unlike other matches, the announcer won't be calling out names. Pete shows up with a clipboard that contains the roster on it. When he taps you, you're in. It's time for the Royal Rumble. The announcer cheers into the mic. Crowd goes wild. Pete taps you on the shoulder. All right, kid, you're in. You freeze for a minute. You've got the number one slot. Oh, no.
I was secretly hoping for this.
Okay. You take a deep breath. I got this, you say. Then you step out into the arena. After your performance in the tournament, you've become a crowd favorite. They cheer wildly.
Let's
defecate in the corner quickly.
I feel like I need a mic. I grab a mic off of one of the interviewers.
Here's a line you could use. We came from the coop.
I put my hand over the mic and I lean down on one of my chickens. Yeah.
We came from the coop to take a poop.
Okay.
Okay. That's really good. If you want it. It's there if you want it.
Listen up, Stanford! We came from the coop to take a poop.
Okay, everybody.
Numbers 2 through 30.
Cut to the documentary 20 years later, and that's when we knew the freshly hatched kid was going to make history.
They cheer wildly as you walk in. You stand in the ring, eyeing the arena entrance. A wrestler's going to walk out of there, and whoever it is, you'll be stuck one-on-one for 90 seconds until the next wrestler is tapped. Familiar theme music starts to play.
Well, it's the big show! Show tonight!
Wait, is our entry music just the chicken dance?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's good. Oh, we could come out to so tequila. That always gets good. The crowd going.
Our gimmick is insane. A bunch of chickens come out to the tequila. People go apeshit.
Wait, no, but it's a chicken version. So it's...
You might want to balk at our entrance, but the only balking being done is by the chickens right around me, Stanford. Technically, this is parody, so whoever wrote tequila, don't come for me.
Okay, so the Big Show has entered at number two. If you attack the Big Show, go to 47. If you try to avoid him,
kill
go to page 8. Do we just violently attack?
I'm fucking amped. We just fucking eyes out, dude.
We dive under the ropes. We charge Big Show and we go for the eyes.
I take out an illegal weapon.
Okay.
Right.
If we lose right away, we'll have made every wrong choice we could.
Pull out a rubber chicken full of nails.
We went for the corkscrew way too early. We went out the night we shouldn't have. Okay. You start to sweat as the mammoth monster stomps down the aisle towards you. Normally, the Big Show's got a deadly serious look on his face, but right now he's smiling. You can tell he's looking forward to making an example of you.
Because he likes the song Tequila.
Because he loves the song Tequila. You have a choice. You could run around the ring like a chicken for 90 seconds.
Wait, does it really say that?
Yes, it does say that.
Oh, shit.
Oh. We gotta run around the ring like a chicken.
They're gonna be expecting that.
It's in our nature.
Brave and foolish. Or you can be brave and foolish and attack him head on. You go for brave and foolish. As soon as Big Show steps in the ring, you charge at him. Ah! Big Show doesn't even budge. He grabs you by the wrist, grinning. Then he tosses you over the rope like a rag doll. You're out. The crowd cheers. What? Jerry Lawler and Michael Cole are commentating on the match. As you slink back down the aisle, you hear Lawler say, "I think that was the fastest anyone's ever been ejected from the Rumble."
Okay.
You smile. Okay. You may be out of the Rumble, but at least you're a record breaker. The end.
Okay. We didn't know we had the option to run around like a chicken. Obviously,
well, we knew we had to run around.
We all got a little excited because we thought we could get a cheap shot on the Big Show. We could really just claim it right then and there.
We've gotten every single one.
We really have.
Why does this book want us to play it so safe?
It wants us to play it so safe.
Especially because we're on like the evil guy, the heel.
They want us to respect Vince McMahon, who has never done anything wrong.
All right. We're going to hide from the Big Show. We're going to run around like a chicken.
Yeah.
Go with our true nature.
Yes, got to be true to our nature.
That is our nature.
You start to sweat as the mammoth monster stomps down the aisle. Big Show is grinning as he climbs through the ropes. Let's see how fresh you really are, rookie. He stomps after you.
Wow.
So he growls and turns around, swatting at you. They're just describing him like he's a bear.
What does the Big Show sound like? Do you remember?
Yeah, what's his I can't do an impression. Okay, he's a big guy. It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
I don't.
Apologies, Murph.
I'm so sorry.
No, I got it actually.
I can sing his song if you want.
Yeah, I do.
Well, it's a big show. Well, it's a big bad show tonight.
Hey, everybody, it's me, the Big Show.
That's him.
How's it going? Ooh, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna wring this chicken's neck.
Okay, you flip and somersault all over the ring, avoiding Big Show. Finally, he managed to get a hold of you.
Get over here.
He dangles you in the air by your ankles. Enough is enough, he says. Just in time, Mark Henry's music begins to play. Big Show's head snaps towards the entrance, and he lets go of your ankle. You drop to the mat, but you're relieved. Big Show sets his sights on Mark Henry, the world's strongest man. The two giants go at it, and you spend the next 90 seconds catching your breath. All those acrobatics have tired you out. Then the next superstar enters the ring. It's Cody Rhodes, son of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Whoa.
He's a solid competitor who's just your size. You and Cody go at it, bouncing off the ropes to deliver punches and kicks to each other. Your adrenaline's really pumping, and you think you're starting to get the edge. Before you know it, it's time for another superstar to enter the ring. It's Evan Bourne. You're a huge fan of his high-flying skills in the ring.
Oh, my goodness.
You've always wanted to face him, but you've almost got Cody eliminated. If you try to get Cody out of the ring, go to page 78. If you go after Evan, go to page 88. We got it. Okay,
safe.
Paying
safe
it safe.
Move.
What's the
get
safest
rid of Cody.
Thing?
The safest
Let's dump
thing
Cody.
Is focusing on the task Focus that we are already near.
Uh-huh. Bird in hand,
that's what people
want to
see. Yeah.
Yes. Bird in beautiful.
Murph, with your wrestling knowledge, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is like winning this Rumble?
I think it's going to be us if we play
I
it,
I think
right?
it's us right now. So far, everyone in here has no shot.
Yeah.
Although Cody Rhodes would become a star later, but not at this stage.
But is that like, that would never happen in an actual Royal Rumble, though, for like a relative unknown to go all the way to the top of the Rumble?
That would be silly. That would be silly.
Okay. Just so you know, just so everyone at home knows that this is a little silly.
Yeah. Johnny Fresh is being hot-shotted to the top of the roster. And I don't know that we've earned
Too meteoric.
Yeah. If you want to get Cody out of the ring, go to page 78. Let's try to get Cody out.
Let's get Cody out.
Okay.
Right on.
You decide to finish your business with Cody Rhodes first. Big Show is still into it with Mark Henry while Evan enters the ring. Spend some time sizing up the situation. Cody jumps up to deliver a dropkick to your chest. Same time Mark Henry shoves Big Show, sending him staggering backwards. You push Cody as hard as you can. He flies back, slamming into the Big Show. Angry Giant frowns when he turns and sees that Cody has hit him. Before Cody can react, Big Show picks him up and tosses him over the top rope.
Wow. Big Show alliance, maybe?
So then
poop near him so he can smell it and know that you're not an enemy.
Ted DiBiase.
A poop of poop filled with alliance pheromones.
Yeah, I came in with four chickens. Three chickens. I hope that's cool with everybody.
This is definitely Chekhov's poop, by the way. Yeah. We're pooping all over the arena.
Yeah. They told you to count sheep when you went to sleep, American Dream. But what you really should have been counting is chickens.
Yeah.
But not before they hatch.
That gives you an idea. He did it, you cry, pointing at Evan. Angry. Okay. Wait. Sorry, I'm lost. Okay, Ted DiBiase enters the arena.
Tequila.
Ted DiBiase Jr.
Tequila.
He looks angry when he sees his former partner, Cody, sprawled on the floor. That gives you an idea. He did it, you cry, pointing at Evan. Angry, Ted chases after Evan to avenge his fallen partner. Once again, you've given a chance to rest a few seconds.
We're living up to our name. We're being a tricky chicken.
Wow, we really are. Okay, okay. This feels good, right? The momentum is there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My feathers are tingling.
A bunch of dudes get into the ring. We've got Hornswoggle gets in there. We've got Goldust. Yes. Goldust gets in. R-Truth. So we're starting to fill up. Then R-Truth comes after you. If you use your corkscrew frog splash now, go to page 36. If you try a safer move, go to page 61.
Oh, shit.
Top rope during the Royal Rumble? That's insane.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got to play it safe still.
We'll get pushed out.
It does feel like we have a lot more people going, and it does feel like the corkscrew is maybe the last move.
Counterpoint? Yes, we've been wrong every time though, and it feels fun. So should we choose that?
I mean, it feels like we resisted it once, and now we should be allowed to do it.
Right. I'm just wondering if it's going
to
be
read into the logic of the book. We fail.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it has outlined a safer option.
Okay, so Ted DiBiase and Evan Bourne are thrown out. R-Truth and Goldust both enter the ring. R-Truth has Goldust in a face lock. Then he falls, slamming Goldust in the mat. You run up and grab Goldust's legs, nodding to R-Truth. Together, you get Goldust out. Then R-Truth comes after you. If you want to try the corkscrew frog splash now, go to page 36. To try a safer move, go to page 61. I'm going to say R-Truth is fresh right now. Okay? Mm. He's not knocked down. Going for a frog splash, much less a corkscrew one right now, is dumb.
I think that it's early in the match and we need to be safe. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Let's try a safe.
We can't be running around like a chicken with its head cut off.
Folks. Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Because we're three chickens. Regular chickens.
Because we're three chickens.
Right.
With their heads currently.
Currently on.
You're not sure if you
should
try.
And we're about 3 feet tall, just so everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not sure if you should try your corkscrew frog splash yet. You spin and aim a kick at his chest, but R-Truth grabs your leg with one arm.
Oh,
then he reaches behind your back with his other arm. You brace yourself for what's coming. Uh-oh. Wham! R-Truth power slams you into the mat. Oh. You don't know what hit you. Your whole body hurts. R-Truth picks you up and tries to push you over the top rope. You grab on, trying to stay in the ring, but he's stronger than you. With one mighty push, he hurls you out of the ring. You're out of the rumble.
I'm calling PETA.
I should have tried the corkscrew frog splash. He squishes all my chickens.
You would do that to my chickens.
You walk back with shame to the locker room. God, we just can't get this right.
I know.
Okay, so we got to try the corkscrew frog splash.
Okay, frog splash.
This is so ill-advised. I don't even know how you do a frog splash on somebody who's standing up. You feel confident in your frog splash. First, though, you've got to knock down R-Truth. Thanks. Yeah, we knew that. First, though, you need to knock down R-Truth. He tries to get you in a face lock, but you avoid him by stomping on his foot with all your might. As he hops up and down in pain, you bounce off the rope to add some momentum to your next attack. Wham, you hit him with a clothesline.
Yeah.
He stumbles and falls backward. Arguably, this is exactly what I said we should do, and this is the safer move.
Okay, so we didn't know there was going to be like some narration building up to the splash.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have much time. As quickly as you can climb to the corner rope, you leap, corkscrewing in midair and extend your arms and legs.
We fly.
I use my chickens.
Yeah.
Flap around me and
Cuco
carry
style,
me.
Yeah.
I nearly crush you guys as I come slamming down. Crowd goes wild. He looks hurt. He's weak, but you still have to get him over the top rope. It's not easy. You lift him up and push him over the top rope with all your might. To your amazement, he goes over. You've ousted R-Truth. Johnny Fresh is really proving himself in the ring tonight, Michael Cole says from the announcer's booth. You're feeling really proud. When you turn back, you see a lot's been going on while you were busy with R-Truth. The Great Khali has entered the ring along with Kane and The Miz. Kane's in the wrong place at the wrong time. The Great Khali easily ousts him. Then he takes out both Mark Henry and The Big Show, who are exhausted from the nonstop battle. Now it's you, The Miz, and The Great Khali. The Miz nods at you and he realizes he wants you to team up. If you take your chances alone, go to page 62.
Miz
agree
and
to
the
team
chicks.
With The Miz. Go to page 30. Okay. Again, we've been wrong about everything, but if there's one thing I've learned about wrestling is you can't trust The Miz. He's going to throw us out if we work with him.
Okay.
But also, if any time we've tried to fight a big guy, we've just been murdered. So I don't know what to, truly don't know what to do here.
We
what would the chickens
the hand
do?
That feeds us.
What would the chickens do?
The chickens, we only survive on alliances and the grace of larger humans that will keep us alive.
You got to flock together.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we're
going to
join The Miz?
Yeah, Miz
we have to trust
flock
The Miz.
Together.
Okay, if you agree to
we
team
have to
up
give
with
him some bird seed and he has to let us eat it out of his hand.
Yeah, okay. We put forth a serious wing and we we do a solemn rendition of
there's silence in the audience.
People start lighting lighters and swaying them.
Then you see from the rafters a choir descends. They're also chickens.
We fly to be amongst them. Angel halos appear over our chicken heads.
I know our gimmick's really confusing, but you're only going to get more confused when we face John Cena at WrestleMania.
Chiquila. That was Caldwell.
Okay.
No credit.
God.
For me.
Okay.
That was Caldwell. Good job.
The Great Khali is more than 7 feet tall and 420 pounds. Oh, you and Miz might be able to take him if you work together. You nod back to The Miz. Let's climb, he tells you. We can launch an aerial attack and take him down from above. Miz definitely doesn't do aerial attacks. It sounds like a good idea to you. You and The Miz climb the top rope. The Great Khali just sneers at you both. He reminds you of King Kong snatching planes from the air on top of the Empire State Building. He'll probably do the same to you. You think about climbing down, but you're too late. You feel a push from the side and turn to see The Miz's grinning face. He's taking you out. It's every man for himself, The Miz says. That's right, you say. You may be going down, but you won't be doing it alone. You grab The Miz's ankle on your way down and pull him to the floor with you. What were they thinking? Jerry Lawler wonders. You are eliminated. The end.
Okay, Jerry.
I slap him with a wing.
Listen up, The Miz. You made a mistake coming to the coop thinking you
wouldn't
get covered in
boat. We try and turn this into a rivalry that's a main event.
Oh, yeah.
You just flew the coop,
Miz. Swing and a miss. Slap. Slap. I take out an illegal weapon. Knife. Knife.
Oh my God.
Chicken with
One
a knife
of the
is a great gimmick.
Has a knife.
How'd you like some chicken cutlet?
Good Lord.
Knife. Knife.
Okay.
I think I'm pregnant.
What?
Just throw that out there. See if it gets any heat.
Sorry, my chickens are confusing me as well. I'm devastated from being eliminated.
Oh, and then instead of tequila, I say, I'll kill you.
Whoa!
With my illegal weapon.
Just a chicken with a knife tied to her talons. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and wrap this one up? Okay. We have been eliminated from the Royal Rumble, but we will take another crack at it.
Yeah,
over
we
on
need
our
to
Patreon.
Go back to the point where we teamed up with The Miz.
Yes, of course. Correct me if I'm wrong. We were wrong on every choice we made. Right?
Every,
so.
Single one.
Mm-hmm. Every single one.
I think that's great. Yeah.
I believe it was every single one.
I don't know
one.
That we
we're
made
wrong.
A single correct choice.
I don't think we were ever correct.
Because we keep trying, we keep ignoring our instincts and then trying to guess what the book will do. Because it is such a punishing book.
Right.
And we're also chickens who are just historically a very dumb animal.
Oh, actually, I think that's the real reason. Thank you, Caldwell.
Yeah. We also are living the gimmick. We are chickens. All right, we will take another crack at this over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
Tequila.
Tequila. good God.
Chiquila.
You know what? We have some live shows coming up in October and November. So be on the lookout for those. You can get tickets over on nadpod.com/live. We're going to be in Los Angeles for Dungeon Court Live on October 26th. We're going to be in Denver on October 27th.
You bet we are.
We're going to be in Sacramento on October 28th.
Of course.
Chicken out.
We're going to be in Portland on October 29th for Dungeon Court. Already sold out. Then we're going to be in Las Vegas on November 10th. New Orleans on November 14th. Orlando on November 15th. And we're going to be rounding it out with Dungeon Court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on November 17th.
Check it out.
Sweet. And you can follow us on social media there, or may or may not use, at THMRSME, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Extras Emily, and at Jake Hurwitz Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
Here we go.
We are. Terrible.
They made a book about a video game.
Podcast about that book.
And now it is time to thank our benevolent Council of Elders. They are Brad D, Jeffrey S, Lord of the Fjord, Hugh C, later Mick Skater, Matt M, Cutter W, Feared Al, Daniel G, Dylan B, Katie G, Dungeon Mama, okay, maybe a little bit sexual, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Victor T, Balnor's Boy, Hoyd's Friend, Justin I, Danny Danster, TJ M, Treylay the Cray, Christopher B, Damiel R, Jordan L, Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold. Jason Statham is the Robin Runner coming to theaters 2024. My God, I can't wait. Princess Yar, Michael L, Jory S, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, star of every film ever made in Bohemia, not currently starring in anything in solidarity with the WGA and SAG-AFTRA. Hell yeah. Samuel B, Mike H, Alka Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Panama James, Horadrian, Rex Thaniel the White, Diana DLL, CC Lulu, Hercule Poirot, the Rabbit Folk Detective, Timmy R, Lucas B, Rayco, It's Kevin, Calder Will Come, Cold Again, Winter Is Coming, hashtag CCC Forever. Shout out to my fairy followers, Taylor B, the Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass Skateboard Cass, Captain of the Stevens, Stephen C, Mike K, Lady Taco, Joy T, Victoria M, Callie's Nail Artist and Gossip Buddy, see you in Chicago. Oh, yes, we cannot wait. Jake L, Nick W, Swashbuckling Swag, Snagger, Agnity, who's inviting everyone to a little picnic called Manjas, September 7th in Central Park on the Hexer Playground Lawns. Amazing. Have fun, everybody. William W, Big Bad Beardo, The Mad, Eric McD, Riot Ryan, Hungry Dave's Frisbee Golf Bud, Anorama, Percival, Frederickstein von Muscle, Klawowski Day, Rolo, The Third, Adam, the Simple Dimples, Jay Dragonborn, Vincent, if attacked by a circus, go for the juggler, D, the Sandrian, Ben A, Dave H, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Dustin S, Danny F, Hawkeye, Pierce, Bookvar's assistant, Izzy F, DPC is awesome, Sean, the Shade Tree Mechanic of Zelbeldar, Summer R, Grantaire, Cat C, Misa of House and Zunza, Ariel, the occasional mermaid who will be sitting front row center at the 5th anniversary show, chanting Murph, 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 Selena N, aka Valesi Raptor, B Perky Always, Pat L, Savexel, Maxwell J, Lauren H, Talia, Ryan S, the Bone Duster, Annie M, Faye Fluffs, the fluffiest of Arch Faye, Melissa, Ball Business Illustrator, Ploops, Carly A, Connor Savage, Salil Leviathan, BioQuart 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trub Hop Dropper, Jack H, Crabster Champion of Crod, Scuttling Sideways Towards Tomorrow, Lindsay W, Steel Birdie, Valen, Carlin C, Emily S, Noah, the Bagel of All Things, James G, Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger, Stripey, Danny, Master, Dandy, Eric B, Marcos, Learns the Balance Druid, Dakota JP, Frida M. Pagos, betrothed, self-proclaimed fate, prince, until Halloween 2023. Stay tuned. Tracy P., the Crick Elf librarian. Maggie S., see you in Chicago. We will be there. Holly H., Kristen Z., Leah C., Hunter H., May B., Pixel Stars, Akash Thakkar, Andrew Crick, Planeswalker, Dufinius, Cal, just Cal, Edison N, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes, the whole thing, yes, every time, I wouldn't dream of anything else. Cody C, our friend Simon, painting vivid dreams with Telekitty creations, trying to inspire art that tells his story. Keychains Pentium 2, Processor, Lorelei the succubus, and Kira, her busty queen, Matt M, your friendly neighborhood, Yaunt and Yunkle, Andrew and Sid, see you in Minneapolis. John Adams, yes, like the president, Meg the mail carrier, manager of Bohemia, who has gotten promoted due to her superb service to Simon. James F., Jimmy A., M4L, Austin S., Knight of the Living Falster. Wayfarer has now settled into their new life in the Fey Realm as a florist. What could go wrong? Shane C., Barpo Good Barrel Barbarian. Mary Beth C., see y'all in Chicago. And NYC, contender in the making. Three Awakened Gooses, Welshlander, Garrett G., One Big Curd, Mr. D, Talisman, the man with the lucky charms for you. Dana the Daisy, Sean J, Ethan B, Renee, the monster captain, Gabrielle W, Box Clifton, the once and medium king. Olivia the Enchanting Bard, who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mountain Crows. Winter Slade, Forrest H, aka Life is Like a Box of Martha Togold's Sticky Buns. Riley S, Fico, Angry Wheat, Thrath, the Demon Lord of Spite. Anthony, the raddest of dudes, who secured his Carnegie Hall tickets for himself and his lovely partner, Josh, the finest of dudes. Josh H., Clementine T., Caleb L.S., Fairy followers say hi. Hashtag Calder will come cold again. Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie wearing barbarian. MJ, the BFG, drinking tea by the sea. Little Ferret Pal, Dogs of Babel, Mr. Meowski, Gino T, Mama Bell, the Silver Serpent herself, Funier, CNAT, Spell the Wizard, Derek D, Kalu Calais, can't wait to see you play at Carnegie Hall, yay. Tristan, the talentless hunk, MJ Johnson, BTA, workshop proposing to the love of their life after the Minneapolis show. Good luck. Can't wait to hear all about it. Alex K, Joshua P, Joshua S, Alexander, Linz W, Angel La Pamela, Sandra Rita. As this continues, you know he's getting sweeter indeed. Emma S, Red, the Reforged, Warforged, a cat patrolling their territory and greeting friendly humans along the way. Hard Ones Hot Hump Gunk, Shell B, yes, from the Sprite Girls, check out her new single with Lichney Spears, Crit Me Baby One More Time, dropping this autumn. Stale Bread on Salad, aka Crouton, Jackson R, T3RHX, Michelle, Andrew S, Anastasia W, the Honey Goblin, Nova B, the Deathcore Bard, Caitlin D, Z Borb, Blake H, Big Bev's Bestie, Lloyd the Rat that controls my cerebellum, Opa Remy from Ratatouille style, Shelby C, Pawpaw Sky Days, Meemaw Sky Days, Taylor B, oh, it's V, Tommy W, Mike and Lisa sending love to y'all. We send it right on back. Haley the Human, Megan N, the Big M, John F, the Dice Lander, Stephanie of House in Zunza, Jake's Ramen Shop, Tracy P, Karjish, Benjamin A, Sacrificial Otaku, pen name for Callie's cousin who discovered anime and is trying to spread the word all over Bohemia. Sav, the advisor to Princess Shiverblight, who helped decide that it was indeed a good idea to help out the other dragons and crew. Thanks for that. A misunderstood kid whose upbringing was mostly just fine. The terrible trio of George, Chester, and Toad. Thank you all.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.